So today we finished the topic of Gaivo. We are on page 348. The learning today, as always, should be as Chosila Nishmas, Adir Chaim Elazar ben Shimshanaye, as well as David's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, whose yahrzeit is today. It should also be as Chos for Rafu Shlema, for Chaim Moshe Shor ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorachol, Chanaliyah ben Shein Dorachol, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a Chos for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, and those who are risking their lives to protect it. So we... On page 348, he says, how do you put down the tendency that a person has to find fault in others? The hey don, so he says like this in the middle of 348. The hey don is kol adam kafschos. Person should always judge everyone favorably. If you can figure out some excuse as to why the person who offended you didn't mean it, then come up with it. Vim yira be'ena v'levava yavin. The bearer, if you know for sure, you know for sure that it was intentional. Still, it's proper not to get angry or upset or even feel pain. Because you know what should bother a person? The fact that a person does averus. Hashem told him to curse, meaning that Hashem is, it's really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that person happens to be a shliach. Who asked him to be the shliach? Okay, that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you had it coming, basically. And this is certainly not a reason for him to get upset when it's someone who has a limited lifespan is a person that's gonna show him honor. What does it matter? That person, it's fleeting, the honor that that person gives you, because it's not gonna last forever. Now, continuing on 349. Well, if he goy del toivas, then I love him. He says, I'll give you another reason. You want something to think about when you are being antagonized, when you are being made fun of or mocked or put down or denigrated, and it's bothering you. And okay, it's not so easy to just turn the other cheek. So what should you focus on to get yourself out of that mindset? He says, think of the great reward that awaits people who hear their insult and don't respond. So it comes out that really this guy is doing you a tremendous chesed, because the Gemara in Shabbos says that the reward for people who hear their they hear themselves being denigrated and they don't respond, even the malachim cannot comprehend the reward that's coming to such a person. So really, you should really want to hug the guy and kiss him on the cheek, because he just did you a tremendous favor. He gave you an opportunity now to gain a reward that had he not put you down, you would not have had that opportunity. And you should be happier when people put you down rather than when people honor you. You want to be bothered by something? I'll give you something that should bother you. The fact that he made a poor decision, at the end of the day, you know, he does have to give it the mechashbon to Shemayim. Who asked you, you know, the prototypical paroi, who asked you to be paroi to give the malchus to your friend? So yeah, he did an aveira. He did something wrong. So that should bother you. The fact that he did an aveira. But as far as you're concerned, directly you got a tremendous opportunity. You're benefiting from this in the grand scheme of things. Therefore, you should take a precaution as much as you can, so that people should not offend you and not challenge you. In other words, don't get into petty disagreements with people and have confrontations with people, because you're setting them up to put you down. Which ultimately, okay, yeah, it's a great opportunity for you, but at the end of the day, it's going to cause disfavor in Shemayim. Vimchatu, and if someone nevertheless did sin, yishtad try to give him toichacha with in a nice way, in a proper way, so that it will be accepted. Yaseh ofanim sheyavoyu lefaisai, and create opportunities for him to come and make up with you without being ashamed. V'shiyasaktu so that they'll correct their path and not continue to sin. Kol b'seder no, everything has to be done in a nice way. So that no problems or protests of Chas V'Shalom come as a result. Every smart person yasabidas should act with a thought out way. Yechalkal devarav b'mishpat, and calculate his everything that concerns him with justice, lefi mashu adam, lefi amakom, lefi tzarech hashoah, based on the situation. In tzarech mayra, and he says, nevertheless, we're saying now that don't get angry. Anger really is the beginning of gaiva. But he says, now sometimes you do have to demand respect. So for example, your kid is chutzpahdik. Let's say your kid is chutzpahdik to you. Your kid is chutzpahdik to his rabbi. So you can't just turn the other cheek. That's bad chinuch. But we're saying now to get upset and let it bother you also is not appropriate. So how do you deal with that? You should put an outward look that you're upset, but inwardly you should be very calm. And basically you're acting. Everything you do should be for the sake of Shemayim, not because your feelings are hurt, but only because you want to do proper chinuch or proper teichacha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem lo yimna tov la'alchem etamim, Hashem will not hold back good from people who are complete with him. Now, here's the final piece of advice that he gives to avoid having thoughts, having hirhure gaiva. It says, v'gadar gadru, a very important protection, shaloi lava lide gaiva hu, in order not to come to gaiva is by reach min ha-kavod. Train yourself to run away from kavod. Based on the Gemara in Erevin, that person who runs after kavod, kavod runs away from him. When we see people who are demanding respect, we lose our respect for those people. We look at them, wow, what egos they have. And instead of them being more honored, they become more dishonored. But someone who runs away from kavod, who's not looking for it, so that just increases his stature in our eyes. And so that's the concept of someone who runs after kavod, kavod runs away. Someone who runs away from it, it chases after him. Chol shekein, and certainly, shlo yivakesh gedula, person shouldn't look for prestige, shouldn't look for status. And he says, I would think included in this is shachoyver sefer, somebody who authors a sefer, loytav levakesh haskamais. Don't go around seeking haskamas from other tamidei chamim. Sharezek oimer kabdunina. You're basically saying, please show me honor. Because what do haskamas do? They inflate the ego of the author. So it's not appropriate for a person to go for haskamas. Why does it matter to me if some other Rav says that what a great yid I am? Does that do anything for me? Is that appropriate? So he's saying someone who's writing a mechaber sfarim should walk away from haskamas, should not chase after haskamas, because they're going to ultimately create gaiva in your heart. Now, there's a important caveat over here, which is that many people do this. And we're not saying that's inappropriate, because if you have a mechaber that people don't know, so someone writes a sefer, right? Someone wrote, just an example, someone wrote a sefer, a healthcare. I don't know who the person is. I never heard of him, right? He wrote healthcare and halacha. Now, you want to know, can I rely on this psak? You never heard of the guy. So there, you need a haskama from someone that you do know, someone that you do recognize, so that you can rely on that haskama. Yes, okay, this person's a talmid chacham. I can rely on his psak. Someone writes hashkafa sefer. How do I know, you know, that this person's hashkafa is in line with Torah ideals? Again, you need a haskama. But once someone is well-established, so at that point, to go for haskamas already at that point would not be appropriate. So, for example, you know, he would say, the Peleoids nowadays, if the Peleoids would write another sefer, he's so well known that he would say, I don't need to write it. You know the credentials already. And therefore, the only thing it's going to serve, it's not going to make that someone is suddenly going to rely on it because of the Haskama. The only thing the Haskama is doing is blowing smoke up, you know, your whatever. And therefore, that's not appropriate. That's going to inflate your gaiva. That's going to increase gaiva instead of it's going to work against what you're trying to avoid. Okay, with that, we end the topic of gaiva.